Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
As temperatures begin to rise, don't forget to take a bit of time to assess alfalfa stand health going into this year's growing season. Snow cover over the winter helped insulate plants from extreme temperatures, but exposed plants, older stands, or late harvested alfalfa still have the potential for winter kill. Even before plants begin greening up, individual plant assessments can be done. While assessment before green up occurs may seem a bit preemptive, pre-scouting can help focus scouting efforts later on problem areas when time becomes more precious during spring planting. The first thing we want to do is dig up 4 to 5 random plants per 20 acres, being sure to get the plant's crown and a good portion of the taproot, at least around 6 inches. Split the root open and the crown. A healthy plant will be white and firm, while winter-damaged taproots will be yellow to brown in color and stringy. Yield begins to be impacted when damage is greater than 30% of the total crown or root area. Look for active, intact basal buds at the crown of the plant. Buds formed last fall will start growth sooner and boost first cutting yields. A lack of basal buds doesn't mean that the plant won't recover, but first cuttings may be smaller. Finally, if plants have begun growth, look at where it is occurring on the crown. Healthy plants will have growth fully throughout the crown, while damaged plants will often have asymmetrical growth with more stems on one side than another. If more than 30% of plants assessed have significant damage, yield for the upcoming year may be impacted. Options like interseeding perennial grasses, seeding a warm season forage crop after the first harvest, or terminating the stand may need to be considered. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.